911, what's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by Detective Walton. Glenn, how are you?
I'm good.
We're going to talk about becoming a cop in 2024 and how do I become a cop in 2024. I personally think that now is the, if I compare now to when you became a police officer, now I don't think will ever be a better time to apply to become a police officer for so many different reasons, and I want to talk about them. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. Now, first and foremost, there is such an increase in demand for police officers as a consequence of all things defund the police, right? That's number one, meaning there, except for yours, your agency might be a little bit more of a difficult one to get into. However, for the most part across the nation, I can't think of many agencies that are not looking for help.
You know, and we've never... And I shouldn't say we've never seen this, but right now the push to hire new officers and to bring them into the law enforcement realm is so overwhelming because you have agencies competing against one another trying to hire those officers, but they don't only want new officers, they want lateral transfers. I mean, in a perfect world, because that's the cheapest, most effective way to do it. But if you're debating kind of wanting to become a police officer and jump down that lifestyle, that realm of law enforcement, right now is the time to do it because there's so much learning capabilities that are out there and the incentives to become a police officer is so high. But not only that, it's... people think, oh, well, I never want to be a cop nowadays because of all the pushback that you guys receive and stuff. But how else are we ever going to change that dialogue if we don't have good people wanting to step a foot forward?
Yeah, and I think, too, that's the left's agenda, and that's what you see on mainstream media. However, I think that the majority of people don't feel that way, and that's why a lot of officers will say that they don't feel that way. That's subject, of course, to where you work. If you're working, oh, man, I can't imagine you being a police officer in New York, but not to say California is any different, but I think that for the most part, there actually is more support than there is not, because people want to be able to call 911 and have an officer show up at their door or at the crash scene or wherever it may be when they need help. So in saying that, I know, Clint, when you became a police officer, one thing that you and I did together was we went back and forth with which agency that you should work with. So I would encourage you, despite how attractive some of these higher on bonuses might be, to really look at what things are going to look like for you long term and what your long term goals are when it comes to the agency that you're working for. One of the biggest components of that would be the retirement. I would shop around retirement plans more than I would ever shop around the overall salary, because if that means that you can retire 5 years, 6 years sooner, 100%, I think that would be something that would be important for you to discuss with your family, your financial advisor, sit down with your parents if you have them, and that's something that you could talk about with them, because I think that is one of the most important things that a lot of young officers in particular don't even consider.
No, they don't consider that at all, and that's a huge thing. And I know of guys who go, oh, well, you know, I figured I was only going to be at this agency for 5 years, but, you know, unfortunately, no fault of their own, they pretty much get blacklisted from going to other agencies, and not in a bad way. It's because you were so proactive and you've been in X amount of officer involved shootings, or you've been sued X amount of times just for doing your job, because it's inevitable. It will happen. But no other agency would want to pick you up in that instance, because you become their liability now, not the current city that you work for's liability.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I'm also thinking about how much you have had to learn and the training that you have had when it comes to innovations in training and technology in your entire career. So One of the coolest things about becoming a police officer now is that you are learning all of those things that are up until this point, right? It's not this accumulation of things that you're going to have to go back and learn. This is, for the most part, you would hope anyways, for the academy and for the departments, that this is how you will be learning things now. They are modern. They are current. They are updated. They are easier than ever, right? And remember, Clint, when you were learning the maps of the city and things like that. So my point here is that the innovations in training and technology are better now than they've ever been in the entire industry of law enforcement. I think too, the focus on community engagement is incredibly high right now. That's important because with that also comes community support, community relationships. I can't tell you how many doors have been opened for you, Clint, in your career because of that level of community engagement that you proactively have pushed yourself to have.
You know, it's huge and we have to seek that out individually most of the time, but it's easy to do because we don't allow ourselves to open ourselves up for that, just having a conversation with a citizen or to building that bridge. But because you're not only, we go to the worst into the worst every day, you're finding that positive within our society from having just conversations with that old man that's walking down the street and just wants to talk, you know, and that's where I think it's important for us to engage that. And it opens up doors in other aspects.
Yeah, you also have this enhanced support and resources for police officers. Now, I think that there is this massive recognition of the challenges of the job, and many departments now are offering just improved overall mental health resources, peer support programs, resilience training. There's a lot of catering to the well-being of police officers that just simply did not exist before.
No, not at all. And I'm seeing, I know of a specific group of officers and administrative people that in our department who are going to classes outlined in that to be able to attack that wellness program within our department as a whole. And you're seeing more and more agencies do stuff like that.
Yeah. So let's get practical then on how do I actually become a cop? And I think one of the most important things is understanding the requirements. Now, the requirements are going to be different from agency to agency, overall similar, but there might be some nuances that are different, especially if you're looking from one agency in one state to another state. So I think that understanding the specific department's requirements are probably the most important, because that's going to give you a framework on what you need to do and the work that you need to do in order to get there. Of course, you need to be prepared physically and mentally. I remember, Clint, going to a school and getting kicked out of it almost, actually. Mm-hmm. Running around the track, and you know, was that our dog that we had at the time, or we were watching a friend's dog? We would bring the dog with us, and just the amount of importance that was placed on being prepared physically and mentally before even going to the academy. I know somebody right now who's working on becoming a U.S. Marshal, and for the past year, I mean, he's still in the application process technically, and for the past year, he has been just focusing on his physical and mental health. So that just goes to show the importance of sometimes it might take a little bit longer than you might think. So if this is something you're contemplating, it's probably better to start now.
It's also super important. Find that agency you want to work for. Go on ride-alongs. Talk with the officers who are currently working for that agency.
It's funny you should say that, because the next one here is engaging in community services. So I think that goes in tandem with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that you want to know the ins and outs and the workings of that department, because, and don't just go on one ride along. You want to have ride alongs with different people. You want to understand kind of what that department's about, because in administration, you want to have an understanding of where the pros, where the cons are, and kind of the inside outs of that, because it's going to be affecting you, and it weighs a lot on the officers working there if they're pro-administration or against administration.
Another one I have here is pursuing relevant education and training. And so while it's not required typically to have any kind of degree, any kind of formal college to be a police officer, some officers do decide to go that route. Again, looking at the requirements for the particular agency that you're looking into will determine that. But I think it's important for you to have a general understanding of Just the overall policing ethics, understanding of the law, community relations, maybe even the city, some learning some things about the city that you endeavor to be working within, preparing for the hiring process. So I think the most important part of that is seeking mentorship. That could go in tandem with having those ride-alongs, because that's how you're going to be able to understand how officers that are current feel about the departments that they're working in. I would strongly encourage you in the beginning, the first few ride-alongs, to not make mention of the fact that you want to apply for that agency for the mere transparency element of things. You want these officers to speak freely. You want them to be able to really talk about how they feel about the agency that they work for. And I think by not disclosing the fact that you might be a new hire or a new applicant, that's one of the ways to be able to get the most honest opinion. I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I'm sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.